from Pulitzer Cloud. They called it cloud, a cloudy world. Where would it be a cloud? And that cloud represented the Spirit of God. And I tell you, that auditorium at Jubilee was full of that smoke, that fog, that cloudiness. And so, somebody left. So anyway, when she was saying, reveal your glory, I thought about that, you know, it's a supernatural experience, but it is true. So with that said, I'm going to call on the Reverend Richard Wilkerson to bring us the word this morning. We see him as he comes.
Amen. Amen. We need to, what does that song say? Manifest itself, okay. And so, you know, I'm going to tell you, you know, all my life I hear this, and I've been hearing these words all my life from somewhere, from church people, from heathens even. And I hear this, the devil is a lie. So the church folks would tell you the devil is a liar, and he is the father of lies. And heathens, if you said something wrong, they'll look at you and say, the devil's a lie. So even the heathens use that, the devil is a lie. And it is so true, because he's always trying to, the enemy is always trying to tell you what you can't do, what you can't have, what ain't yours, things that God has already given you. But the enemy will tell you in a flash that it don't belong to you, even though God has already given it to you. The devil is a lie. He is a father of lies. To be a father, you have to have children. And those children are all around us, y'all. The devil's children are all around us. It don't matter if you're sitting in church or you're sitting on Zoom. You can have the devil sitting right next to you. And I just want to bring that out, because he has been trying to interfere with me all week long. All week long. I pray to God many a days should I take this new job. I prayed and I prayed, because it's one of the worst jobs in the building. And I say, God, I can't move no place else because they won't let me. Should I take this job? And to me, I got a clear answer saying yes. Because I prayed every day, every single day about that situation. And I'm going to tell you, if you pray and you pray wholeheartedly, you will get the answer. But what would you do with that answer? See, in IKEA, August is IKEA's December. August is like Christmas at IKEA all the time. That's when they had a sale. I guess that's when they found it. We're celebrating 20 years. And so we get more people in this little rough. And I'm outside on my lunch break yesterday. And I'm talking to God. See, God will listen to you if you're mad too. Now, don't get it confused. I'm sitting out there and I'm talking to God. I'm like, God, I could have swore you gave me the clear answer, but this is hell down those stairs. This is hell with those people returning. This is hell. Why would you give me that answer, Lord? Because I know you gave me that answer. See, God don't mind if you're mad. He wants to talk to you anyway. Y'all hear me? Y'all tune in me not to hear me. Y'all know those. God wants to hear you if you're mad, if you're happy, if you're sad. He wants to hear you anyway. And I'm out there praying, and this lady comes from the restaurant out there, and the restaurant is crowded than any place in that store. It's always overcrowded. I don't know what people love Swedish meatballs so much, but they always in that store getting them sweet, and it was crazy. And she came out and talking about how crazy it was. And I'm downstairs with people returning and they mad. So I already know how crazy it is. And on the weekends, you get free food if you work there. They give you free food. And yesterday I ate some. And every time I eat some food at IKEA, my stomach feel a little rough. And I was telling her about it. And she was telling me, oh, I don't eat the fried food and this and that. And she's older than I am. And she's in great shape, and we got to talking about that. And she said, well, you know, one day, you know, we're going to have to go have a drink. Now, hear me out. She said, one day we're going to go have the drink and sit down and talk about it, and I can help you with the diet. And I looked at her, and I said, I ain't had a drink in almost 16 years. I said, I didn't have a drink, and I won't have a drink, because drinking does something to me that makes me do other things. And she's like, you know what, I got you, I understand. And so after I got through talking to her, I felt like, wow, won't God do it? Won't God do it? Yes, he will. God would do things for you and you don't even think about it. Because see, back in my day, you could write a letter. I'm going somewhere with this. You could write a letter, go to the liquor store, and the letter could say, I'm sending my son Richard to buy me some beer. I'm sending my son Richard to buy me some wine and some cigarettes. Some of y'all are too young to know that. But we used to can go to the store, a liquor store, with a note that you could have written yourself. So back in Chicago, they had this thing called Richard's Wild Irish Rose Wine. I heard it never made it to California, but it was a big thing in Chicago. And they had this stuff called white pork. And you took the white pork in a package of Kool-Aid and you put it in there and you shook it up and it was good. I can go to the store and buy that, y'all. 12 years old, 8th grade, in school, drunk as a skunk. Drunk as a skunk. 12 years old in 8th grade. Let me tell y'all why I'm telling you this. Because, see, at 46 years old is when I went into rehab. So we talking from 12 to 46, being some type of drunk alcoholic, being some type of drug addict, to not using for 16 years almost. November makes 16 years. Won't he do it? Yes, he will. Because I'm going to tell you something. I had no clue that that could even happen. The reason why I had no clue, because from 12 to 46, that's a long time. That's a lot of your life that you've been getting high and drunk. But God can do it. God can do anything. When I was sitting up here in this town called East Palo Alto, and I'm going somewhere with this because I didn't have a serving yesterday until after I talked to that woman. East Palo Alto. What the heck was I doing in East Palo Alto? I traveled all over the United States with a magazine group because that's the way I got out of Chicago. I've been to some beautiful places. A lot of y'all have heard me say this before, and I got to say it again. I've been to some beautiful places. I done got high on the beaches in Florida. I done been all up in Texas, everywhere, Arizona, getting high. Getting high, y'all. Using drugs. Y'all know me. I like to tell the truth. I've been to 46 different states in those 5 years of traveling, and I got high in every one of them, and some of them were so beautiful. I quit and lived in Arizona. I quit and lived in Texas. I quit and lived in Florida, but I wound up getting back on that crew and traveling some more. Got here in East Palo Alto and stayed and asked God a many a day, why did you bring me here to get high? Why did you bring me to East Palo Alto to get high, Lord? And you know what? He didn't answer. He sent me to Free at Last. And he sent me to Bread of Life Church. I wish that lady was still on here from Free at Last, because, boy, she would like to know this. He sent me to Free at Last and Bread of Life Church. And years later, I was still asking him, why you sent me to East Palo Alto? And then I looked in the mirror one day and I'm like, boy, you clean and sober. That's why he sent you here. He sent you to a place where you can get the help that you need. See, God will do it, y'all. God will do it. Let's make no mistakes. We don't know how he gonna do it. We don't know when he gonna do it, but you best believe he will do it. I went back downstairs to work knowing that he will do it. I had that smile on my face, and I made those customers happy. See, it wasn't just the customers that had me miserable. It was myself in the situation and thinking that God had put me in the wrong position. Well, I'm going to tell you, I'm known for customer comments. I got the second most in that whole building. But I got this week, see, I didn't realize this at first. This week, more customer comments in a week, than I ever got since I've been there. See, they love me on the sales flow. Come to find out they love me on the returns flow too. It ain't me, it's God.
It ain't got nothing to do with me, y'all. Because he will do it. Yes, he will. We talking about a man. I have a short sermon today because God only gave me a few verses, but boy, are they powerful. We talking about a man in Romans 8 and 32. Let me read that to you real quick. The word says, he that spared not his own son, but delivered him up to us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Y'all need to read that verse. I got to read it again. Because when I read this, I was like, ooh, thank you, Jesus. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up to us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? So what it's telling you guys, if y'all don't feel it like I do, I want you to feel that verse. What Romans 8 and 32 is telling us, God gave his only begotten son in another way. He's telling us that he gave up his son for us. What else will he do for us? There is nothing that he won't do for us. Think about it, y'all. He gave up his son for us. His son. What is it that he won't give up for us if we believe in him? Boy, I tell y'all something. Sabrina was there and Ashley was there. I'm going to tell y'all something, and I'm going to read a little bit about it, but I'm not going to preach on it because I don't preach on stuff that I don't know a lot about, but the pastor is teaching us. Y'all miss Bible study Wednesday, and I'm going to tell you why, See, God will do it. I'm going to tell you why y'all miss Bible study Sunday. Y'all need to Zedrick was there. Y'all need to download Bible Hub. Y'all need to come Wednesday to Bible study, because I'm going to tell you something, a lot of us are still living in the world. We're living in worldly things. We're not living in spiritual things. We're not living in the spirit. We're living in world. And Pastor explained that better, and I wish I would have recorded it. See, the thing is, the enemy was trying to mess with us so tough, Ashley, you know you was there, that we couldn't get it together with everybody on the wrong page and everything, but Pastor prayed that away. It was called confusion. Because, see, the reason why he was doing confusion in that, because he didn't want us to hear that Bible study. He did not want us to hear, but I heard it. We got some good message out of it. I ain't going to preach it, but I'm going to say, if you can't make it to prayer, set your alarm for Wednesday, 7 o'clock. You need to learn more about the Bible. See, the reason why we're doing Bible Hub, I think, is because it has this concordant, I forgot what you call it, but it not only we read it, it explains it, and then Pastor has some knowledge of it. So we're not only, so many people say, oh, I read the Bible. Yeah, but did you understand it? Did you understand what you read? Did you understand it clearly? Okay, so I that's enough preaching on it, but I'm going to tell you something. I don't know what you do on Wednesdays. I don't know what you do on Mondays. You don't come to prayer. I ain't getting on nobody's case or nothing. I'm just saying that you should come to the Bible study. And people who listening later, who going to listen to the podcast or the YouTube, I'm talking to y'all too. Come to Bible study. Learn what the word means. Learn what you read. Don't just read it and say, oh, okay. Or don't read it, because she also talked about a confusion about what people read. She kind of touched on that subject too. So I'm just going to leave that there. But if God would give his only begotten son, what would he really do for you? What would he really do for you? The NIT version of that, wait a minute, what did I got here? The NIT version reads differently. It said, he did not snare even his own son, but gave him up for all of us. Won't he also give us everything else? Everything else. How do you get everything else that God has for us, y'all? How do you get it? So I have John. John 20 and 29. John 20 and 29 says, Jesus said unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet believe. Blessed those who have not seen and yet believe. See, we ain't seen Jesus like Thomas, doubting Thomas and the apostles. We haven't seen him, but we here on this right now, we do believe in him. But how much do we believe? See, we don't see the wind, but we know it blow. Y'all got hell. Y'all got hell. So when y'all go out there and the wind blow, it blow y'all hell. I just feel it on my head a little bit. But see, I don't see it. I don't see it, y'all, but I feel it. And that's just the way it is with God. I don't see him, but I feel him. And I know he touched me yesterday before I went back to lunch and said, boy, I didn't make no mistake by sending you down there to do that hard work. I didn't make no mistake by sending you down there. Because God don't make no mistakes. Won't he do it? Yes, he will. And when I go tomorrow, I'm going to remember what I'm telling y'all today. Because some of us, no, me, need to practice what they preach. Y'all know me, I keep it weird. I tell on myself. I don't care. Because if I tell on myself, then I know I'm doing something wrong. Tomorrow when that person comes to me mad as heck and want to curse, I'm going to smile. I'm going to show these pretty teeth God gave me. Because won't he do it? See, Monisa remember. Y'all don't remember. Pastor remember when I didn't have no teeth. When I came into church with a big old knot on my head because it was a tissue they told me at first. See, God do it. God will do it. That surgery I had, y'all. That surgery I had it in the hospital where rich people go. Where rich people go. I got that thing lasered off my head. God will do it. And I thought I was going to walk around looking like that forever. That's another thing. God would do it. The people who don't see him but yet believe in him, he got something for you. He got something for you. Keep your belief in God and he will open that window and pour you out a blessing you cannot believe. I was thinking about how much I ain't got. Forget about what I ain't got. It's what I got. I can go in my refrigerator and make some food, y'all. There's some people living in the tent that can't do that. I can go in there and turn on some hot water, and there's some people who ain't got hot water. It's the little things. It's the little things. I can go out and start my car. You know how many people can't get a car? I can turn my key in my door and walk into where I live. Man, we got to be thankful for what we got. And we got to believe that it ain't all our own doing, y'all. It ain't us. It ain't us. It's God. Won't he do it? Yes, he will. I also got Romans 8. I'm supposed to have Romans 8 and 5. I want somebody to find Romans 8 chapter 5 because I know God told me to put that in here and it is not in here. But I'm going to start at Romans 8 and 1 while y'all find that. Somebody find that for me. Therefore, there is 8 and 1 Romans. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh. Hear me out. Not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. This is the things that Pastor talked about in Bible study that you mentioned it, that I mentioned. It says, not after the flesh. Don't walk after the flesh. Walk after the Spirit. 8 and 2 said, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Pastor, do you have a Romans 8 and 5? Because if you do, can you read that, please?
Just a second.
And I know I'm supposed to be preaching, but I just talked about the not walking in not walking in the flesh, but after the spirit. So when you read that, can you please collaborate on walking in the spirit and not walking in the flesh a little bit, please?
Okay, so it's Romans chapter 8, verse 5, is that what you're asking for?
Yeah.
All right, it says, for they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the spirit, the things of the spirit. And so, what we need to understand, that we in a fleshy blood body, a lot of times we want to interpret the scripture, make God, or get God to agree with us that it's okay that we have these behaviors that are of the flesh and not of the spirit. And so we behave like we did before Jesus Christ is our Savior. That's behaving in the flesh. You start understanding that to act and behave in the spirit, you must know what the Word of God says about spiritual things. And I said, I think in the Bible says, you cannot understand spiritual things with your natural mind. We've been operating in our minds, and our minds need to be renewed because they're worldly. And we've been behaving in that manner for so long. But in order for us to used of God, we have got to learn how to operate in the spirit. You can't do that without knowing the Word of God. So that's why I'm trying to encourage you to participate in Bible study and to read your Bible, because the Word of God tells us that if you want your mind renewed, you have to do it with the Word of God. You cannot renew your mind think like God thinks, unless you get that Word on the inside of you. So that's what it's talking about here. It's talking about getting rid of that behavior that you have in the world and allowing God to transform you. In fact, I think it's Romans 8:1, is it where it says, or you know, it's not 8:1 in this translation. It's probably not 8:1. In another translation. But there's a scripture, and I'll find that scripture again, that says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Because, you know, you come here with that worldly stuff, and you want to operate like that in the things of the gods, you can't do it. If you read this whole chapter of chapter 8 in Romans, it has some nuggets in here. It's talking about changing your behavior. It starts out by saying here, therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. So that's where you start. And you ask God to open your eye. That sister, Vicky Yogi, that I just love so much as she ministers, she said, reveal yourself. Well, that's what you need to ask God to do to you, is to reveal himself and help you understand his word. And that's what the Holy Spirit does for us. He's a teacher. And he will teach us if we are lying to you. And I'm going to stop because this is record, sir. It's not mine.
But that's what I meant, Pastor. That's what I meant to happen. That's what I meant the message to be. Because my message today is, won't he do it? Yes, he will. But we got to do some things, too. So that's exactly what I wanted. And that's exactly what I wanted everybody to hear. Because he will do it. But how can he do it if we walk in the flesh all the time? Now, I know it's hard because we live in this worldly world. We live in a sinful world, so it's hard. But the more and more we try to walk in the spirit and not the flesh, the more and more God will reveal himself to us. So that's exactly what I wanted. I'm going to leave it right there because there's no more to be said, but join us for Bible study. If you can't, I'd like to see y'all in prayer, of course. If you can't, make Wednesday. Make Wednesday. Now, the enemy may try to confuse a little while Bible study. We might be on the wrong track. We'll pray him out of there. But once we get on track, you know, just bear with us in Bible study because we all have to be on one accord. And sometimes that takes a minute. But I want y'all to just check it out. Just check it out. Do that for me. So I'm going to end right there, and I'm going to turn it back over to you, Pastor.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what, that's good teaching. And, you know, the Book of Romans is used to train lawyers, attorneys, how to make a defense or to come up with the information that they need to defend their case, whatever, or their client, whatever is going on. And so, when you read the Book of Romans, Apostle Paul is building a case for salvation. That's what he's doing. He's building a case for salvation. He's building a case to help you understand about spiritual things and about being in the flesh. That's where he's coming from. And so this book is just, of the Bible, it's just fantastic. You can't read it enough. I've read it through a number of times, but you can't read it enough because every time you go back through it, you'll find that you learn more and more about what Christ did in Calvary that changed your life and how your life, the Spirit of God, is helping you to become that in Christ Jesus. Because you see, when we get saved, we accept salvation. Jesus comes into our life, but our minds need to be renewed. And the only way you're going to get your mind renewed is to know what the Word says. Get that Word on the inside. Because see, you're still talking, they call it trash, I call it mess. And God wants you to get off the line with the spiritual things. That's enough of that, Reverend. And so we're going to say to you to dismiss us, and I thank God for those of you who hung in there this morning. We lost Fred Bass, our sister at Fred Bass. I don't know if that was because Sister Diana had to leave or what, but she missed it. She missed it because one thing about it, the information applies to all of us, no matter where we're located. Okay,
well. Amen. So, Father God, we just thank you this morning, Lord. We thank you for each and everyone here now, Father God, and ones that will listen later, Father God. And, Father God, we just pray, Father God. We want to walk more, Father God, in the Spirit, Father God. We pray to walk more in the Spirit, Father God, as this world will try to turn us, Lord. This world and the enemy will try to turn us, Father God, but we pray, Father God, to keep our minds and our eyes and everything just straight on you, Father God, and walk in the path that you want us to walk, Father God, and not let the enemy push us to the left or the right, Father God, but to be straight on you, Lord. So we thank you, Father God. We ask the hedge of protection, Lord, over each and every one of us, Father God. We ask the hedge of protection over our family members that are represented here today, Father God. And we just thank you. We just thank you this morning, Father God. Not asking for much, but thanking you for all, Father God. And we just give you praise, honor, and glory this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. And everyone say amen.
Amen. Y'all have a beautiful day.
Amen. All right.
Continue to meditate on the scripture that Reverend gave today for the sermon, and ask God to help you understand what you don't understand. And again, I bring that song up to you. Reveal yourself. Ask God to reveal himself to you in the way you can understand. So be safe and enjoy this day of the Lord.
All right, everybody. Y'all have a good one.
Okay, have a great day, everyone.
Okay. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.